War and Politics, and now Sports and Politics. When George W. Bush threw out the first pitch at a Cardinals game 1 week ago, he followed a tradition begun in 1910 by President William Howard Taft. When he attended a NASCAR race a few weeks before that, he was courting this year's swing voter, the NASCAR dad. Sure, he may be a fan, but there's more to it than just a commander-in-chief who loves sports. Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports on how the combination of sports and politics makes good campaign sense.
Pollsters can tell how things like military service, gun ownership, college education, or religious beliefs affect a person's politics. But pollster John Zogby recently looked at an understudied interest group.
People who are into local sports versus those who are not. And there's a wide differential between them on values that they share.
He found that local sports fans think and vote almost exactly like classically conservative groups such as gun owners and churchgoers. As for people who don't like sports,
they are less likely to attend a place of worship frequently, less likely to own a gun, more likely to have attended college or beyond, more likely to be a member of what some folks call the creative class.
Zogby believes that both the Bush and Kerry campaigns are aware of, if not his particular data, then the general theme that sports fans are by inclination more like the red state voters of the last election, non-sports fans more blue state or Democratic-leaning voters. And appealing to sports fans is cropping up in local elections as well.
Bottom of the eighth, 5-3 Red Sox, a tiring Pedro Martinez is on the mound.
Like this ad for Jack McMullen, the Republican candidate for Senate in Vermont, which relied on a baseball metaphor.
So, time to take him out. Unfortunately, you didn't get to make that decision.
Pedro's a great pitcher, but Pedro argued to stay in.
McMullen explains the symbolism of the ad, where Pedro Martinez represents incumbent Senator Pat Leahy.
And he succeeded in persuading the manager, who in our ad is the surrogate for the voters, to remain in the game. And we all know what happened after that.
What happened was the Red Sox lost, which, if you follow the metaphor, McMullen is saying will happen to the fortunes of Vermont voters.
Sure, Pat Leahy will argue hard to stay in the game, but if you remember, so did Pedro.
But Democrats can also use sports as a campaign tool. According to Zogby, sports fans are receptive to a lot of John Kerry's messages about jobs and the economy.
I'm not even going to suggest that John Kerry is going to win among local sports fans, but he has the pick-off ability, the ability to get some over to his side. And given the fact that we're looking at a country, an electorate that's split right down the middle, a few thousand votes in Ohio, a few thousand votes in Florida, New Mexico, Arizona, and so on, could be seismic.
Zogby says that's why Kerry was seen snowboarding in Idaho last month. Kerry's also been playing hockey while campaigning, highlighting his time on the varsity of the St. Paul's School in Concord, New Hampshire. But there is a skeleton from Kerry's high school days, besides St. Paul's dismal record his senior year. Kerry won top prize for a speech he gave to the school's literary society. The title was Resolved, that the growth of spectator sports in the Western world in the last half century is an indication of the decline of Western civilization. No word yet on if Karl Rove has gotten his hands on that one. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.